7.
Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
As always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find there is totally free. Tonight, you take control of the airwaves. That's how it works every night on Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. Although it is rare, Manwich, that we do bring guests on Free Talk Live, and you have to be pretty outstanding, pretty unique to get on Free Talk Live. As a guest, at least. And we have someone tonight. His name is Gene Amundsen. Gene, are you with us?
Hey, Gene.
Gene, you're the... What are you in relation to the Prohibition Party?
I'm the guy that they ran for president in the last election, and a couple years from now, I'll run again.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, the Prohibition Party is likely a political party that no one has ever heard of before, so why don't you let us know what it is that the Prohibition Party is all about?
Okay, it's the third oldest party. You have Republicans and Democrats, and then you have the Prohibition Party, and we've run a presidential candidate for, I think, 149 years, not sure on the exact date, but I'm that guy that tells you that when I'm around people that don't drink, I'm happier than a black-striped, yellow, ball-headed bumblebee in a 100-acre popcorn patch.
Well, I'd like to let you know that I don't drink, Gene.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, you're a smart man.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, I happen to be not a fan at all of alcohol. I would like that. I'd like it if less people drink. I don't like being around drunk people, and I'm in general against the use of alcohol. So I think we're going to agree on that point.
Well, that's a good place to agree. Anybody I don't like sober, I probably won't like drunk. Anybody I like drunk, they don't improve themselves. By anything but getting more without it, you know?
No doubt about that. Now,
right.
Unfortunately, the one thing we're going to disagree on here, Gene, and we'll probably disagree on more than one, but is essentially the fact that you want to bring prohibition of alcohol back to America.
Well, prohibition was America's best 13 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can you explain why?
It was in 17 seconds for your listeners. Those were the 13 years that the our mental institutions emptied, our prisons emptied. Cirrhosis liver was cut in half from 15% down to 7%. So they were great years. But the media didn't want you to know that because the radios and the newspapers wanted to sell alcohol advertising. They needed that $2 billion a year that the alcohol industry spends on advertising. So we never got the truth on it.
Now, you say the prisons emptied, but it seems to me that the crime went up during Prohibition.
No, it really didn't. We had the mafia before Prohibition. We had it during Prohibition. We still got unbelievable amounts of gallons of a homebrew being made right now to avoid taxes. But there were five major cities where crime did go up. But across the rest of the country, it really went down. I spoke in a town. I speak on a guy. The last time we have a terrible echo. I hope that's not going out to your listeners.
I'm not. I don't hear any echo. So you're all right.
Okay, I get to hear myself again. But anyway, I speak all over the country on the fastest man in the National League, highest paid man ever in the history of baseball. His record for stealing bases is three short Ty Cobbs, and he's in that song "Chicago, Chicago, the town that." Can you finish the rest of that sentence?
No, I cannot.
The town that Billy couldn't shut down. So he was this great Presbyterian preacher that came on the scene into the 1800s. He was the fastest man in baseball. All of our people loved him in America, but the Catholics were forbidden to hear him because he was Presbyterian or Protestant. But the Catholics loved him so much as a great ball player, they snuck out anyway. They heard him preach, and the next week the Catholic bishops would write the newspapers and say, "We're glad that Billy Sunday came to our city because our Catholic families no longer drink and now they feed their families."
That's an interesting story. Oh, okay, that's where it was going? I was trying to wonder how that tied into Prohibition.
Oh, yes. He's the guy that really brought it about in 1919. And then when he died in 1935, in the middle of Prohibition, there was nobody to take his place. But he came to Bellingham, Washington in 1910. The next week, 500 saloons closed down, and the next year is 1911. The state of Washington quit selling alcohol. So we have we don't have any great preachers since him. He was the last guy that really affected the culture of America.
Now, I think we can agree that alcohol is, that alcohol causes a lot of problems in society.
Right.
I guess one of my questions is, are most of the people that are in the Prohibition Party Christians?
Yes,
like Billy Sunday?
I think that's probably been our tradition. I recruit anybody that I can. I got a friend that he's a completely anti-church guy, and we're trying to get him to run for a position. So during its history, we have had non-Christians, too, that just say, hey, I'm tired of paying all the high taxes that pile up as a direct result of drinking. So there are and have been through the history of these 100 years unchurched people.
My thought on that is that God gave us free choice. I mean, that's what I was taught in Christian school when I went there. And shouldn't the Christians give us free choice, too, if they're, you know, Christ-like and everything?
Well, not if it affects us, and that's the problem. Here's a Harvard study in 1995. This Harvard study in 1995 says 95% of all crime is connected with alcohol.
Alcohol?
Not drugs. Now it's changing a little bit. Maybe changing kind of fast.
When you say 95% of all crime, I mean, what kind of crimes are you talking about? Are you suggesting?
Okay, it's violent crime. This is a Harvard study in 1995. So 95% of all of our violent crime, so really what that adds to is 95% of our prisons are connected with alcohol. And when I speak at a prison, whether it be Mexico or in America, they for the first time hear that they're there because either their goofy dad drank or they were drinking, and now they have to spend the rest of their life in prison.
Well, now look, Gene, I have no problem with putting criminals, people that actually harm others, I have no problem with doling out a punishment of some sort to them. However, I mean, wouldn't you agree that there are millions of Americans that don't commit crimes when they drink alcohol?
Okay, let's put it this way. If you have three kids and you teach all three of them to drink responsibly, which is the dumbest thing in the world you could do, one out of those three will have a problem with it, and there are sometimes young kids that I have to speak to in prison. Mm-hmm. So if we teach people to drink responsibly, we got to be crazier than a peach orchard boar.
Well, I mean, you're just boar. when you say it's crazy to teach someone to drink responsibly, you're just suggesting it's crazy to suggest that someone should drink at all. Is that right?
Yes, because it's so addictive.
Right. And I understand, and I've seen people be addicted to it. Our former co-host on the show had an alcohol addiction, and it was not a pretty thing.
Nothing pretty when it comes to that, yeah.
I agree, and that's why I don't drink personally. However,
right.
Gene, I think that what you're going to find out here, and we're going to I want to explore with you a little bit more how it is that Prohibition is going to work in your mind. Because back in the early part of the 20th century, it did not work at all. Now, you can cite everything you want to about how crime went down and all your claims there, and that's fine. I'll take them at face value. But one thing that is undisputed about Prohibition is when you prohibit a product, whether it be drugs or alcohol, it goes to the black market, and therefore the mafia and violent gangs take control of the entire alcohol market. And if you want people to get hurt, that's a guaranteed way to get them hurt, because then the alcohol is all made in somebody's bathtub instead of being made in a manufacturing plant under controlled conditions. You're actually going to increase people's injuries by bringing back Prohibition. You're going to increase crime. You're going to increase gang activity. And it makes me wonder, I mean, are you mafioso? Do you stand to profit from this, Gene?
No. Hey, listen. Let me give you a good response to that. Because I'd rather have 100 Al Capones in every big city selling illegal whiskey than for us to have it like we've got it today.
Are you serious about that?
Yeah.
Al Capone was a violent, ruthless man.
We'll go back to that any day. You see, Prohibition wasn't perfect.
And the cops weren't going to arrest him, Gene. I mean,
they were
paid off. If you prohibit a product, the cops just get bought. The cops are useless at that point.
There's other things we could do. I wouldn't mind buying 200 acres and having everybody...
You know what, Gene, I want you to hang on, because I know we're going to have some people that are going to have some questions, and I want to explore Prohibition a little bit more with you. So hang on, we're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Gene Amundsen, the presidential candidate for the Prohibition Party, he really does want to bring prohibition of alcohol back to America. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. And over 1,200 people are interacting. It's all totally free. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. So if you're like us here on Free Talk Live and you want to end prohibition, you should definitely look into the Free State Project. Now, Gene, I think you're going to want to stay away from the Free State Project.
And you're far, far away. You're actually in Alaska. Is that correct?
No, I'm in the state of Washington now.
Oh, I think we're having a bit of phone trouble there.
What's that?
I don't know. Bordock, can you check his line there for just a moment? It sounds a little scratchy, a little low.
Oh, well, I just moved the cord. I think we're all right now.
Much, much better. Okay,
right.
So Gene Amundsen, you are the past presidential candidate, and you're likely going to run again in 2008. You're the presidential candidate from the Prohibition Party. And this is literally a group of people in America that wants to bring back alcohol prohibition. Now, I want to focus on something that you said in our last segment. I didn't have a chance to really ask you about it then. You said that you're tired of paying for the effects of alcohol. And could you just explain that a little bit more? Like, you mentioned taxes.
Well, Billy Sunday said, for every dollar we take in on the sale of alcohol, we spend $20 caring for the grog shop. In other words, the children that have to suffer. In the state of Ohio alone, we have 250,000 children that are abused and hurt and tortured by a drinking parent each year. 250,000 kids have to suffer.
That's terrible. It's so sad. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
However, Gene, what you're talking about doing is prohibiting alcohol. Do you really believe that's going to make it go away?
Well, prohibition's come to America 3 times, and it will come again as soon as we have our prisons so full that we can't afford it. Yeah, it costs us too much money. For every dollar, we probably spend $20 caring for it, the welfare system, the prison system.
But
so it all goes there. You see, prohibition wasn't perfect, and we want to give them our webpage here so they can find it, because today we have a dead church, Catholic and Protestant. It used to be that they would fight alcohol. In fact, if you're in a major church like Catholic or Presbyterian, our Methodist, every year there would be one Sunday set aside where they got young people to take a pledge not to use drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. But here's my website. Can I give it right now so they get a hold of us? If they just spell my name right, it's Gene Amundsen, GeneAmundson.com. And
right.
I'm sure that we'll give it at the end of the deal,
We will. Now, Gene, you mentioned America, that it's the prohibition's come to this country 3 times, and this country was founded on concepts like liberty and freedom. Do you consider prohibition to be in line with concepts like liberty and freedom?
I guess we do, but sometimes we need a guide. You know, if you got 2 cars in the state of Ohio, you're going to have some laws I know you got that side, and I'm not going to try to break you on that, but we do good with a law like prohibition of cocaine. I don't think there's too many of us out there, but I think you're one of them that would just let cocaine be sold. I would give it to people free. I'd give alcohol to people free, but I wouldn't make it available to be sold. See, the thing that was wonderful about prohibition, and you might like this about prohibition, you could make your own. You just couldn't take it over state lines, and you couldn't sell it. Now, I'll go back to that. Will you buy that one?
No.
Okay, you're a hard case.
The reason why, Gene, is because we're supporters of the free market here on Free Talk Live. And I'd like to go back again and focus in on your claim that, this is just costing us too much. Well, prohibition is costing us too much. I mean, right now, I don't know if you've ever paid attention to the war on drugs, Gene, but because of prohibition, demand does not go away. People still want to take drugs, and when you prohibit alcohol, people are still going to want to drink alcohol. So
the demand is still,
hold on, just follow me for just a moment, Gene.
Yeah.
The demand is still there. People are going to want these products, and they still do. So therefore, there are going to be people that are willing to supply that demand. They're willing to break the laws in order to bring alcohol to the marketplace at a very inflated rate. So if you thought you had problems, If you think we have problems now, if you think it's expensive now, look at the effects that we're getting from prohibition of drugs, Gene. We arrested over 700,000 Americans last year alone just for simple marijuana possession. We arrested another 800,000 people for all of the other drugs out there. If you don't think that's costing us a load of money, you're fooling yourself, dude, and now you're talking about adding alcohol into that mix?
You're listening to those people talking to you in your left ear. Listen, forever 27 deaths, ever one drug death, there's 27 alcohol deaths. So this is what's costing you. You could get rid of all the other drugs, pharmaceuticals, illegal opium, heroin, and all that, and your crime would still be so high.
You totally avoided what it was, the point that I was making, Gene. My point is that it's not going to go away. What's your proposal to deal with a drinker? If you had your way, Gene, and tomorrow you were elected president...
Yeah, give him free alcohol.
Hold on. Now, I want to ask you, just I want you to explain this. If you were elected president and you had the Prohibition Party elected to the legislature and you could pass whatever laws you wanted to, what would the individual who wanted to drink alcohol, what would their punishment be in your society?
Well, to get it going, we'd probably have to give him alcohol. And we would have to, but we just got to stop.
Hold on. I want to understand this.
Yeah.
You pull me over, or I get pulled over on the road for speeding or something like that. The cops search my car. They find a six-pack of beer in the back. What's going to happen to me?
Well, nothing happens to you today. Here's the problem. My brother was state senator here in the state of Washington. His largest contributor was San Michel Winery and U.S. Tobacco. The alcohol and tobacco industries run everything, so we really are completely out of control. You know, between World War I and World War II, we were able to knock out 95% of the hard drugs just because we had a judicial system that knew how to do it. But right now, we just let them go.
What do you mean you knocked out 95% of hard drugs?
Of the opium and the heroin that was coming into the country.
Sir, but you're living in a fantasy land if you believe that that's true.
No, that's
true. There is more hard drug use today than there ever was in the past. There's more drugs out there than there ever was in the past.
Well, I agree with that.
There's more drug users than there
ever was in the past. But I'm saying that we really were able to cut it in 90% when we really took a whack at it.
They're spending billions of dollars per year.
Okay.
I believe the DEA budget is $17 billion.
Listen, come on back. I said, let's give it to them free. Set them aside.
Nothing's free, Gene. Somebody's got to pay for it. And you're talking about making taxpayers pay for that now, aren't you?
Well, I'd rather have them in a lockdown area getting all the drugs and alcohol they need than have them on their streets fighting over it, trying to get it, and then using it.
Well, they're not fighting over getting alcohol now. I mean, alcohol is cheap, and
no,
they can get as much as they want.
No, but that's still 95% of our crime. I'd sign anything you came up with better than what we got today.
Better than what we have today would be ending prohibition on everything, and that includes a prohibition on drugs. It includes a prohibition on prostitution. Let me ask you this. Do you think that we should prohibit pornography, Gene, while we're at it?
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's a whole different subject than me.
Okay. Well, I would think that, you know, you're a good Christian guy. You might think that porn was a bad thing. You might think that porn...
Well, when you combine it with alcohol, you have a lot of... 60% of all this child molesting are people that are under the influence of alcohol. So that does go together. The three things that hurt the American family are gambling, alcohol, and tobacco.
Uh-huh. Now,
and
Gene, hang on. We'll come back to you. Gene Amundsen from the Prohibition Party. If you've got a question for him, he really wants to bring prohibition of alcohol back to America. We're going to ask him plenty more things coming up, and you can chime in as well. This is your show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors that have sent us their photo. Validated photos, which means they're proving in the picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. And if you want to be on the Shrine, well, you can send us your validated photo. Go take a look at it first, freetalklive.com. We have a guest on the line with us, Manwich, and it is not. It's unusual for us to do guests on Free Talk Live, but we do from time to time, especially when you're someone with a radical viewpoint, like Gene Amundsen, the leader of the Prohibition Party. You were their presidential candidate in 2004, also presidential candidate going to be on the ballot, I think, in 2008. How many states were you on the ballot in?
Only Colorado and Louisiana.
Okay.
Got a couple thousand votes.
How many votes?
Couple thousand.
So you are someone who's trying to bring Prohibition back to America. Now, Gene, we've had you make claims about, you know, you brought out statistics, you've made claims. We're going to take them at face value. We find them pretty hard to believe. But nonetheless, we're going to leave those on the table.
Right.
And you've done a good job of not answering the questions that I've asked. Mm-hmm. So what I'd like to do is hopefully get you to answer some of these questions.
Okay, let me give you a two-bit quote from Billy Sunday first, okay?
Okay.
Listen. If I heard shrieks and cries coming from a house and I ran in there and I found a great big broad-shouldered whiskey-soaked towel, Joe Louis-lied brute, a dragging his wife about by the hair, and over here two children unconscious from his blows and kicks and another one screaming in terror, you think I'd apologize for being there? No, I'd knock seven kinds of pork out of that old hog. Listen, 1905, Kansas City voted out 250 saloons, 200 gambling houses, and 60 houses of prostitution. Now, before they voted out the saloon, they're getting ready to add an addition onto the jail. But after the saloons closed, the jail doors swung idle on their hinges, and even the whole poorhouse began to empty. That next year was 1906.
Here's what I think you should do.
Hold on. 20 seconds more. And that next year, that was 1906 in Kansas City, and 600 children between the ages of 12 and 18 entered school for the first time in their life because they didn't have to stay home and support a drunken father.
Understood, Gene. I mean, there's no doubt that an alcoholic family is a tragedy. We agree on that. I don't like alcohol personally, but the last thing I'm ever going to do is tell another
free individual. Well, you're a libertarian.
On,
you're
Gene.
Not going to bring anything
Gene,
off.
Hold on now. I let you talk for a minute and a half. Now you can let me go.
Okay.
The last thing I'm ever going to do is try to tell somebody how they can live their lives or threaten them with jail time or threaten them with locking them into some pen where they can be with a bunch of other alcoholics.
Okay, let's
like
not do
you
that.
Just proposed.
Let's not do that.
What do you propose? Again,
okay, let's
you
start with that.
You want to prohibit alcohol, which
okay,
means there
no,
are going to be penalties.
Okay, I'm
going to
hold off for you because I want you to have your way.
You are going to prohibit alcohol.
Listen now. Listen, a few years ago, it was cool to smoke. When I grew up, everybody took out a cigarette and passed it away.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you take out a pack of cigarettes and pass them to the five people you're talking to, they'll look at you like you're a complete idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
but
start
cigarettes
that
aren't
with
outlawed.
Alcohol, brother.
Wait, what?
Let's start that with alcohol.
Okay, you're talking about ostracizing people to drink alcohol. If that's what you want to do, then that's fine.
Another word. Let's just get them to realize it's not real bright. If there ever was a... If there ever was an emperor with no clothes on, it's the wine industry.
Gene, you're on to, I think you're on to something here, okay? There's
okay.
a difference. There's a huge difference between prohibition and persuasion. Now, what you're talking about is persuading people to do the right thing and not get drunk. And that's the way to do it. Fund yourself an advertising campaign. Fund yourself a radio and television campaign to combat the pro-alcohol campaigns out there,
okay,
and do it the honest way. Instead of
Gene,
instead of asking for laws to be passed and more bureaucracies to be created to enforce alcohol laws
yeah.
on people.
You and I are not going to get anywhere on that. Let's drop that. Let's stay with just common sense things.
Well, wait, what's not common sense about just persuading people?
No,
to
that is common sense.
Want?
I'm agreed. Let's just talk about that the next half hour.
I think since we're in agreement, that's fine. But you're a member of the Prohibition
yeah,
Party.
It'll take
and
a few years to do that.
That's a group of people that wants to pass laws against a certain product. And
Ian,
over time, Prohibition has failed again and again.
Aetna Life Insurance said that it didn't work, but drinking was down and crime was down. Is that a failure, brother?
Drinking was not down, Gene.
Well,
it went behind the scenes.
One of those points that you had made, Gene, was that the crime had gone up in five major cities.
It did go up in five cities.
And now what I'm thinking is that, you know, at the times, those were major metros of probably a million or more people.
That's right. Kansas knew more about prohibition than any other state. It lasted longer, and it had a per capita a living higher, three times higher than Missouri that kept selling alcohol. Look at Kansas, even the highest SAT scores. Okay, but now back to being practical. Let's get people to realize that dumb people drink. If Jesus turned water into wine, he was a complete idiot. You got that?
So you think it happened?
Jesus was Jewish. Jewish people were forbid to drink anything that was fermented. The church has to look at this.
Interesting point, man.
What did he turn it into?
He turned it into sweet wine. It's hard to differentiate between, and you have to leave this for the scholars, in that he turned it into sweet grape juice, not anything that was fermented, because Jewish people were so anti-alcohol, they would have stoned Jesus 3 years earlier if he was turning things into alcohol.
Now, Gene is a pastor, so I want to take his word on that. Now, did you have another question for Gene?
Well, my question was is that major metros of a million people or more are prevalent all over the United States now. And
right.
when you congregate people together like that, I think that you're going to create, by prohibiting alcohol, and we're not, I guess you're backing off that statement a little bit right now. I'm just thinking that crime's going to really shoot up in those particular areas. I mean, we were an agrarian society around the turn of the century when you're quoting some of your numbers from, and we're no longer an agrarian society. We're now an urban society, and I think that we could see a real outbreak of organized crime that the kind that America could not combat.
Hey, okay, here's the one point you guys are missing. What was wonderful about Prohibition was not that it didn't exist, not that it didn't go under, but you didn't have $2 billion worth of advertising make it look like a friend of the family.
So
I'll go back to that just to get rid of the advertising.
So you would prohibit just the advertising of alcohol? Is that
that's a good start. I'd live with that for a few years. But what we got to do is we got to make America wake up and realize you got three kids, you teach them to drink responsibly, one of them's going to have a problem, you might have to be
right.
visiting that kid in divorce court,
understood,
juvenile
Gene.
Courts forever.
Understood, Gene. I'm not a huge fan of drinking. We that's the only thing that I agree on with you.
Well, that's a lot.
1-800-259-9231. Let's take a couple calls here. People want to talk to you,
sure.
Gene Amundsen, the head of the Prohibition Party. David in Indiana, listening on WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich and Gene Amundsen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, good.
Now, you keep talking about all this money that you're going to be saving by doing away with alcohol. What about the millions of dollars in tax revenue the government makes off of the sale of alcohol?
Oh,
the revenue?
What we pay for welfare and prisons is what we'd save.
Now, what about all of the tax revenue from the bars?
Nothing.
And
nothing
the liquor stores and all jobs.
No,
and
no. They did it last time. They found those bartenders and barflies, they used to call them in that day. They found them jobs. And like I said, Kansas did and had prohibition longer than any other state. You're worth three times more if you lived in Kansas instead of the state of Missouri that sold alcohol and continued to sell.
Okay, Gene,
so you only
Gene
got so
hang on there.
Food.
Hang on, Gene. David, any other thoughts for Gene?
Yeah, he keeps talking about the prohibition, but that was 80 years ago. We had millions less people living back then.
Great
we
point, David. Thank you for the call. If you want to get in touch with Gene Amundsen from the Prohibition Party, Gene, hang on. We're going to come back to you.
Okay.
Now's the time to definitely get your call in here. If you have a question for the man that wants to bring alcohol prohibition back to America, and apparently there are a few thousand people out there that agree with him. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Yes, Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So we are talking about prohibition. And the reason why is because we have a man on the line with us. We're going to bring him back here in just a moment, but I just want to get a few thoughts out here first, and that way he can listen to this and respond when we bring him back on. His name is Gene. He is he was the presidential candidate for the Prohibition Party, a political party that is centered around the idea of bringing back alcohol prohibition to America. And he has all kinds of statistics and claims that he's made so far this hour about how wonderful prohibition was. It was the greatest thing to ever happen to America. But unfortunately, he's leaving out reality. And the reality is, when you prohibit a product, it doesn't matter if it's a book, it doesn't matter if it's alcohol or drugs or prostitution. It goes underground. The demand will not stop. And therefore, the people that had never considered selling alcohol before will all of a sudden see extreme profits to be made, and they'll get into the business of selling alcohol. Because when you prohibit a product, there's no legitimate competition. It's all based on violence in the underground and the gangs and the mafia. So therefore, the price skyrockets. How do I know? Well, that's what happens with drugs. Drugs are 3,000% more than what they should actually be. They cost so much money. And one of the side effects of that is violence. If you think we got a lot of violence now from alcoholics, just wait until they have to spend... What's a six-pack of beer cost, man? Which I don't know. I don't buy alcohol.
$5?
$5. Wait until a six-pack costs $50. What do you think's going to happen then? You think the alcoholics are going to be able to afford their habit? No way. So what are they going to do to compensate? They're going to go out and steal stuff. They're going to go out and break into people's cars. They're going to go rob people at gunpoint to get the money to buy the alcohol on the black market. It's going to create more crime, which is going to put your family and my family and everybody else in more danger. I mean, we're already in an extreme amount of danger just because there's drug prohibition. Now you want to make it so the millions of alcoholics in America, the millions of alcohol drinkers, are going to have to go to the underground, to the black market to get their products? Gene Amundsen, I don't think that this is a very good idea. You're back on Free Talk Live with Dean Amelich.
Hey, you're doing a good job, but you're just saying what people have told you to say.
Hold on, Gene. No, I'm not saying that because it's what I've been told.
Yeah,
I've known people in the black market. I've seen the underground. I know it,
free
Gene.
Alcohol. Let's give them free alcohol, free drugs, just have them go to a place and get it. Do you like what has happened with the tobacco industry? Who took on the tobacco industry?
Took them on? The government?
Well, it happened. It should have been the Republican Party. It should have been the Christian Church. The Christian Church is dead today. And let me put in another word for the Women's Christian Temperance.
Before you do any of that, Gene, do you have anything to say to the fact that crime, violent crime, is going to go up if you bring back prohibition?
Well, I'd rather have violent crime go up because of a few mafia people and yet have it go down.
No, Gene. No. It is not because of a few mafia people.
95%. Hey,
you can throw out all the statistics you want. That's fine. But it's not the mafia that's going to be violent necessarily. It's going to be the users because they can't afford their habit anymore.
Give it to them free. Hey, I'm on your side.
But, Gene, wait. Now, hold on. Let's explore that idea. Because there's no such thing as free. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. If you want it to be free, then the taxpayer's going to have to pay for it. So, Gene, let me ask you this. If you think it should be free alcohol for all the addicts out there, of which there are probably a few million of them, that's a lot of alcohol. It's going to cost probably billions of dollars a year to provide that so-called free alcohol. Gene, hold on. I'm coming to a question. You can answer it. It's going to cost billions of taxpayer dollars to provide that so-called free alcohol. So, therefore, what if I say, Gene, I don't drink, and I don't want to pay for your free alcohol program. What are you going to do to me if I don't want to pay for it, Gene?
Well, you're going to pay it in the prisons you have to build because the way it is. All these people, I said you take all away all these other drugs? These people are all going to stay on alcohol, and they're all got their lives screwed up on that. That's the one that makes them violent.
Hold on, Gene. We got a call coming in for you. It's Josh in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich and Gene from the Prohibition Party.
Hi, this is the second time I called, and you still think I'm from Louisiana. I don't know who's the one screwing up.
My apologies, Josh.
Okay, there's two things. First of all, we probably don't know that alcohol, as cheap as it is today, actually still is regulated in a lot of respects. Because did you know that rubbing alcohol is denatured so you can't drink it?
Right.
Yeah.
They don't drink that.
Yeah, you know
what? That's poison. That'll kill you faster.
It's that cheap because it's denatured, because the government taxes a lot on drinking alcohol.
Right.
So they intentionally poison it, denature it, so you can't drink it at what alcohol really costs.
Right.
So do you have a question for Gene?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just give him one suggestion.
Yeah.
Forgetting debating between what's good in prohibiting and all that, because I don't think he's ready to be convinced at all. He's not really thinking about that. But I think if you want to run for president, there's a few other parties you can run for instead of your prohibition party.
You mean like the Republicans or Democrats?
We're called losertarians.
Or the National Socialist Movement, or the Constitutionalist Party, or America First.
Right.
Yeah, I bet the Constitution Party
would be into that. We're not out to win. Losertarians, libertarians, pro-bed, we're not the win. We're out there to make a point. And what our point is we have to get America to realize if they start on alcohol, it'll lead to the other drugs, and so we have to stop it. We have to really stop it. Meth is what's taken over as a very terrible...
Meth's illegal! Meth's against the law!
So you want to make it legal like alcohol? You already got big enough problem with alcohol.
Absolutely.
Being legal. Oh,
absolutely. Make all drugs fully
legal.
I
don't think it'd make any difference. I think, we could agree on some of that in a lot of those areas. But now listen, back to the church.
I'm tired of paying for it, Gene. I'm tired of paying for this war on drugs. And I don't want to pay for your war on alcohol either.
Listen.
Josh, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
Gene,
hang on. We're
going to
bring you back for some final thoughts in just a moment, okay? Hang on. I know you got some other things you want to get out there. We'll give you some final thoughts. 800-259-9231. Gene Amundsen, he is the head of the Prohibition Party, presidential candidate, wants to bring back Prohibition to America. I'm not trying to convince him of anything. I know I'm not going to be able to convince him of anything. I'm just hoping to show how ludicrous and extreme and insane it is, the idea of bringing back alcohol prohibition.
Or having drugs illegal, period.
Right. We need to also legalize all drugs as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwitz.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing on the show? Well, shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you over to Amazon's main site. It's the world's largest internet retailer. They sell all kinds of stuff there. You probably know, if you've been on the internet before, you've likely shopped at Amazon. But don't go straight to their site. Go through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, because anything that you order then we'll get a percentage of. So it's an easy way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so final thoughts on both sides of this here. We have Gene Amundsen on the line from the Prohibition Party. He's going to be a presidential candidate coming up in 2008. He was also a presidential candidate in 2004. My final thoughts for you, Gene, and then we're going to let you have some final words with us.
Great.
My final thoughts for you. is I suggest that you change the name of your party to the Persuasion Party and stop calling for laws to restrict people's behavior, because you're going to have nothing but unintended consequences. My second suggestion for you is, if you really do want to prohibit alcohol again, don't try it on a national scale. Try taking over one state. See, Manwich and I... Manwich and I and a bunch of other people are all moving to the free state. We're all moving to New Hampshire in order to liberate one state. We're going to legalize... We're going to probably eventually get all drugs legal. And I'm going to... It's going to be interesting to compare the prohibition state, whichever one you choose, maybe Washington, the prohibition state to the free state. And I guarantee you, Gene, we're going to have less crime, and we're going to have just a better people, and you're going to have more crime than we are. So that's my final thoughts for you, your final thoughts for us, and plug your website again. Gene?
The best thing I learned in 3 years of graduate school is there's no such thing as an open mind, okay? You're not open, Ian. I'm not either. So we're having a good time listening to each other. Remember this. These listeners out there trying to figure out which one of these guys are right. Remember this. Cirrhosis liver was cut in half from 15% down to 7%, and so that's my side. You can holler about how bad it was. Why did it get cut from 15% to 7%? The other thing is, give them my webpage again, Ian. You're doing a good job.
Gene Amundson, GeneAmundson.com, right?
And then have them read that Billy Sunday's famous booze sermon, and it's on Google. And they can get it, and I'm for your state. Let's get this thing talked up, because you and I both agree on this. Alcohol and drugs are a terrible problem, and I'd sign anything, because anything could be better than what we got today.
Gene Amundson, we really appreciate you coming on the show today, and thanks for being patient with us, and thanks for putting up with us for an hour.
You're a good man.
You know, and hey, I see that you're into pie, Gene. You like pies.
Hey, if they want to get married, English people are the best pie makers in the world. Don't put cinnamon in a fruit pie.
Huh.
That's the secret.
Tips
English
from Gene Amundson. Cooking tips. We appreciate having you on. Thanks, Gene.
Hey,
have a great day.
Man.
Maybe if we ever meet up sometime, you can share some of your pie with me.
Hey, send them all to my webpage so I get to talk with them.
Because I do like pie. Gene, thanks for the time tonight.
Hey,
we really appreciate
man.
Hearing with you.
Yep.
Speaking with you. hearing what you have to say.
You know, I think he's right about pie so far. My grandmother used to make the strawberry pie once a year.
Ooh,
you
strawberry
know,
pie.
Well, down here in Florida, we grow strawberries.
I've never had strawberry
it
pie.
It is so delicious. It was just a little tart. But
I've had blueberry, I've had cherry, I've had apple. I've never even heard of strawberry pie.
Yep, it's really good. And it was. It didn't have a cover over it like you would on apple pie. It was just a sort of... You know, strawberries in a sugar glaze kind of thing.
There's a man on the line that I cannot pronounce his name. He wants to talk about prohibition, and I'm hoping he'll hang on. I didn't want to bring him on because we only had 20 seconds left in this hour. So hang on. We are going to get to your calls about absolutely anything. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We've got Mexico. We got Limbaugh. We've got a sexually exploited minor. Bad cops and more all on the way tonight. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.